Thanks for tuning in. I'm Jasmine Babers, founder of Love Girls Magazine.
And I'm Michaela Hughes Shaw, vice president of the board for Love Girls Magazine. And thank you so much for listening.
Thanks, guys. So, Michaela, what's new with you?
I just returned from a trip from New York. Actually, I went to this awesome event called Curl Fest, and I got to just frolic around in a park in New York and be surrounded by people with all kinds of different natural hair, different colors, different textures, different sizes. It was so much fun. It was a great time.
It sounds like fun.
Yeah. It was like Coachella for curly hair.
Yeah. And I heard you brought back a lot of products.
Yeah, like 10 pounds worth of products.
You're going to share with me?
I had to leave some in New York. It was kind of sad, but I did not want to pay that fee for a heavy bag.
You should have mailed them to yourself. Or to me. I could have sent you my address.
But what is new with you?
So I just started a new job. I'm a fellow in residence at Peace First. So it's kind of like my first big girl job, a little bit. Mm. And I'm in charge of storytelling and community engagement around the Youth Investment Fund. So I'm very excited. I work from home, which is like a blessing and a curse because it's nice to be at home, but also you have so many distractions. So
yeah, you've talked about that before.
I'm
sure it's a different transition than actually going into a workplace.
No, it definitely is. It definitely is. But I'm really, really enjoying the work. It's been amazing, and I love Peace First. So
yes, absolutely. We all love Peace First. Super thankful for their support over the years. Well, what's been your go-to quote lately?
So this is hard for me because I collect quotes, and recently I've been rereading some Toni Morrison books that I have because she recently passed away, and like that was heartbreaking for me. I was really sad because, her poetry and her stories got me through a lot of hard times. So, and she's a soror, so it was hard for that. All of us in my sorority. But my favorite quote right now is actually by Audre Lorde, and it's, "Your silence will not protect you." And that's been my favorite quote for like years because it just speaks to like power, Black women, speaking up for yourself, standing up for yourself, your voice, all that. So
that's an awesome quote.
Yeah. What about you?
Well, first, I love how you said that you collect quotes because Jasmine also says that she collects people.
I do.
But that's for a different day. I would say that my go-to quote lately has been, "Woman, you are powerful. Go prove it to yourself today."
Ooh, I like that.
Yeah, I always carry that with me. One of my pageant mentors told me that in 2017, and every once in a while I'll just creep back up, and I'm like, that is such a wonderful thing to live your life by.
Yeah. I love that. You mentioned pageants, and one of our guests today, actually, Mariah Martinez, you kind of introduced her to the pageant world. She's also been a member of Love Girls Magazine for a really long time. We're going to let her introduce herself. What's up, girl?
Hi, guys. My name is Mariah Martinez, and I'm 18 years old. I just graduated from Pleasant Valley High School, and I'm a freshman at Scott Community College.
Okay.
Welcome to college life.
Yeah, we're proud of you.
That broke life is very real.
Ramen noodles for the win.
Always.
So you have grown with the magazine. I believe all of us have, but you have truly grown. We always say that when we met you, you were 12, but that's not true, obviously.
I was actually 13.
Oh,
I was going to say,
wow.
It's not far
it's
off.
It's not that far off.
No.
But what has being a part of the magazine meant to you?
The magazine has truly transformed me into the woman I am today and has gotten me through the toughest times in my life. And it's so funny, people, when they hear that I'm in a magazine, they just assume that we talk about hair and makeup and just take fun photo shoots. But when you get behind the scenes, it truly is a mentorship. It's a community of just loving each other. And through those different aspects that I've been able to learn from you guys, I've been able to, you know, battle depression, battle, you know, going through a divorce in the family, battle my brother committing suicide. Those things I've been able to get through because of you guys.
That's sweet, Mariah. I mean, I feel like us three, we have a special relationship. You guys have been supporting the magazine for a really long time.
We fight like sisters.
Oh, we definitely are sisters.
We are actually literally sisters.
You should see our group chat.
Oh, no, you should not see our group chat on
Facebook. Just a whole bunch of memes, really. But
Mariah's always been so brave with sharing her story. And one time that Mariah shared her story and I shared my story, Jasmine shared her story, was when we had the opportunity to go on The Harry Show in 2017.
I just have to say, I love the work that we do so much. And I think it's something that's so needed. And there's such a stigma with mental illness. And there's such a stigma with girls who don't value themselves. And just being able to do this work and being able to talk to people and just being able to share my story, it's such a blessing.
Well, you're sharing with a whole lot of people right now, and we're so grateful that you're here. It takes a lot of courage and bravery for both of you young ladies to come out here and talk about this, and we're honored that you're here. Mariah was a freshman in high school when she read Michaela's article. She's now a junior assistant editor at the magazine. Mariah, how did Michaela's story affect you?
Well, when I first read Michaela's story, I was going through a lot at home. My brother had just committed suicide. My parents were going through a divorce, and I was getting picked on at school. So I was just so depressed. I didn't want to go out. I didn't want to do anything but just sit at home and eat, and that's all I did was eat. When I finally read Michaela's story, it just connected. I knew someone was there for me. I knew someone who was going through what I was going through, and I finally felt that I wasn't alone, and she taught me that I can let myself feel, and it's okay.
Mariah's mom, Tanya, is also in the audience today. Hi, Tanya. Well, we've been talking about parenting throughout the show, and as a parent, was it tough? I would imagine it was very tough watching your daughter suffer with depression.
It was extremely difficult for me as a parent to see my daughter go through this, and to see her, you know, at the point where she didn't want to talk to anybody, and I didn't know how to help her, and I wanted to help her. So we did therapy and everything that I knew to do, but I also knew that she would come out of this, and now she's doing wonderful, and I'm just so proud of Mariah for all the things that she's doing, and for Michaela and especially Jasmine for helping her through it, because now the person that she was when her brother committed suicide and she didn't want to do anything, that's no longer the daughter that I have today. So she has been just amazing. How proud I am of her. I can't
I
even
express.
You are.
That's terrific. Really nice. Now,
talk about that experience a little bit.
I think that experience is honestly one of the coolest things. And every time I have a pageant interview, it comes up. Because who gets to say they've been flown to New York for free and get to go on a TV show? Not many people. So I got the call that you guys were going on, and I was, one, so excited for you guys. I was just beaming with joy because I love seeing women prosper and just, you know, excelling in life. And I was just, you know, planning what you guys should do in my head. And then Jasmine secretly texted me and was like, hey, so I'm actually switching this whole thing up and flying Michaela out, and I'm flying you and another girl named Emily out. And I was like, wait, why are you flying me out? What do I have to do with any of this? And she was like, oh, don't tell Michaela, by the way. But the whole plan was because when I first started the magazine, I was severely depressed and suicidal. And my mom reached out to you guys as just, you know, my mom, she needed help and I needed help. And from there, I've really overcame a lot of things. But when Michaela came out with her story, I finally felt somebody understood what I was going through. Mm-hmm. You know, you always hear other stories, but when you know that person, it becomes personal. And to see someone who looks like you going through it, you realize that you can get through it also. Mm-hmm. So I flew out there, and I had to be secretive the whole time. I texted Jasmine the whole time, like, where are you guys? And I avoided you,
so you
at all cost. So we went to Times Square, like, really late at night because they had went when I wanted to go. But it's okay.
I remember, sorry to cut you off, I just totally remember this later after the show it actually happened. She said, by the way, like, we saw that you were in Times Square and we definitely did not go there because I didn't want to run into you.
We were on our way and I saw on your Snapchat and I was like, shoot. And so we literally were like, taxi, and took ourselves back to the hotel. But to get to the show, you know, aside from running down the halls to avoid Michaela at all costs when I saw her, you know, when we got to the show, a few segments had went by, and then they finally came on, and I noticed she hadn't noticed us in the audience yet. And she starts talking, and she's talking about her journey and how such a big impact Jasmine is making on this world. And I'm sitting there, and I'm getting ready, and I'm shaking because I still have really bad stage fright. And Emily goes first, and I'm all fine with that. And people are starting a little waterworks, just a little bit. And then I go up there, and, you know, I was shaking, but I just kind of nervously say a 15 to 10 second thing about how much I love you guys. And then my mom goes up, and then everyone's crying, everyone. And I think from that moment on is where our sister relationship bonded because of that journey.
Yeah. No, absolutely. I was sitting right next to Harry, and I think he had a few tears in his eyes too. So it was a really special moment.
He's a lot taller in person.
And he has like this like swag about him. His voice was deep.
I was like, okay.
Blue eyes. I was like, okay.
Okay,
Harry.
Do your thing.
No, that was such a cool moment. Yeah. And so Mariah Martinez is the reason that I cried on national television for my national television debut. Yeah. So thank you.
Hey, but you looked great. I mean, that dress, you looked great in it, so it's okay.
But no, it was a really, really special moment, and I think it just speaks to the power of storytelling. That's one thing that we've always talked about with the magazine is the power of storytelling, how powerful it really is to share your story and just show people that they can make it through any struggle, regardless of what it is that they may be going through, because someone else has made it through that, too.
Definitely. So, Mariah, you mentioned that you just graduated from high school.
Yes.
Yeah, congratulations.
Thank you.
I'm very proud of you. Can you talk to us a little bit about what you think is the most pressing issues facing teens today? Life gets hard, and I think that people don't really realize, like, the struggles that high school girls go through, especially, like, this transition from high school to college. It's rough.
Yes.
It's, like, a different world, you know? Even, like, applying for colleges, making those big decisions for yourselves, figuring out what you want to major in. Can you just talk to us about some of those issues that those girls might be facing and maybe some advice that you have?
Of course. I think every year it gets a little tougher because college rate and the cost of it continues to go up while minimum wage and all that just stays the same. Mm-hmm. So at my job, fortunately enough, I'm making $10 an hour, which is enough basically to pay the bare minimum for me. It pays for my phone bill, my car insurance. It buys like extra food, groceries, but I cannot afford this on my own. And if I was not going to community college and staying at home, I truly would not. I wouldn't have went to college this year. I wouldn't have. Yeah. I just can't afford it. Nobody prepares you for senior year to that transition.
Right.
They think they do, but as soon as you turn 18 and get that diploma, it's like parents believe that you've grown up in one night and you should take care of yourself.
Yeah.
Thankfully, my parents have, they were both first generation, so they understood exactly what I'm going through now. Mm. And so I wish somebody in high school would have had like a class where they're like, okay, so this is how you apply for scholarships. This is how you do FAFSA. This is how you do this. Because I'm standing here now. If it was not for scholarships, I wouldn't have had my tuition paid all the way debt free. So
right.
Mm-hmm. I forgot to do FAFSA and I forgot a bunch of whole deadlines.
Oh,
so,
oh no.
Yes.
Oh my goodness.
Because nobody really prepared me.
Yeah.
And as much as my parents are that backbone, they're working full-time jobs, and yeah. I have four other siblings, so it's not like I'm always the main priority, even though I think I am, but.
Yeah. No, I think that's a really important conversation to have, too. So we touched on the fact that you're a pageant girl, and the Miss America system is really big on scholarship. That
yes.
is the main foundation of our program, and that's really what sets us aside. And I'm saying us because I just finished up my year as Miss Iowa 2018.
Ooh, get it, girl.
Thank you. But because of Miss America, I'm able to graduate debt-free because of the scholarships that I received. So are scholarships a pretty big motivator for you competing in pageantry?
Yes. When you first came to me, I laughed at you. I remember it. I didn't understand the program. I, like us all, have watched Toddlers and Tiaras and was like, I'm not doing that. My hair is not going to get that big, and I can't. So, but then I watched your journey as Miss Iowa, and as soon as I realized the huge impact that you're bringing to the state, your platform about How About Hope, on top of the scholarship opportunities that made you debt-free, and just the influence that you've had, you've brought in, I think, so many girls into this program that are truly some of my best friends now. So because of the Miss America program, fortunately enough, I've earned scholarships to pay for community college for myself. But the Miss America program is going to be paying for my other 2 years when I transfer into a four-year university, where that's where the big bucks come in. So
absolutely.
In the past 7 months, I've made close to $2,500 in scholarship, and I've only won one title, you know, so... It's just the little things that you can earn. I've earned confidence, interview skills. I've really matured in the program, and I thank you for introducing me to that.
Oh, absolutely. Jasmine, you got to come next.
I think Jasmine could seriously be Miss America.
No. Well, okay, but listen, I have loved watching both of you go through the experiences of being in pageants, and I remember Michaela dragged me to my first pageant ever in Iowa. We drove like an hour or something?
We drove an hour and a half.
We drove far to go to this pageant, and we were just like sitting. I remember we were sitting there. We were like looking around. And we were like, "What is this?
Like, but, what is happening?"
But yes. Honestly, from that moment until you got crowned Miss Iowa, I mean, it's been amazing to watch you grow. I've had the opportunity to watch both of you grow and grow along with me, right? And Mariah, like Michaela was saying, we've seen so much growth in you, and we love you, and, you know, we all have those things that we're like, oh, Jasmine's annoying, Michaela's annoying, Mariah's annoying, but... No, I really love both of you. So I'm interested in knowing your plans for the future. I mean, like, and you too, Michaela, like, what's happening? What are we thinking?
So I have always had, I've always been a big dreamer. When I was younger, I wanted to be a chef. But I can tell you, I've burned butter more than anybody else, which is hard to do. But I mean, seriously, I can't cook. And then I want to be a veterinarian. But then I realize you have to love all animals. And I only like really dogs. So that one was not going to work. And then I decided a lot of things. But then watching my mom, she's assistant principal in the Rock Island School District. And I... You know, watching her journey of, you know, going from someone who's been less fortunate throughout her entire life to working up to where she is now, I've always put that on myself of I want to achieve greatness just like she can. My mom has always said the lowest expectation she will accept is a master's degree. And so that's something I know is in my future. I want to be assistant principal just like my mom and soon to be principal. So I know that. I'm going to have to keep rolling and grinding and keep doing what I got to do to achieve my goals.
Absolutely. You, Michaela, any quick future plans?
Talk to me in a year. No, I'm just
You're
kidding.
Funny.
My biggest goal right now is just to finish out my last year of my undergraduate degree. Because of being Miss Iowa, I did take off a year of school to fulfill those duties. And so now I'm just really excited to go back to school and be a student. I never in my life thought that I would say that, but... After that, though, I got to figure out this whole big girl job thing. I really do love broadcast. I think that the communications field is such an interesting place to be. So I've really been exploring all of those different options.
Absolutely.
So like I said, talk to me in a year.
Yeah.
And if you know of anybody who's hiring, you let them know.
No, but yeah, the year's going to go by so quickly, and then it's going to be time for you to graduate.
No more adulting. I'm over it.
It's a trap, to
I know.
Be honest.
It's really not that fun.
So, Mariah, you know that the love in Love Girls magazine stands for lead, overcome, value, and empower. We want to know, what does your love stand for?
Being in pageantry, I've brought Love Girls magazine as my social impact initiative, or otherwise known as a platform around when I compete. So that is basically what I preach to girls all the time. The only thing I'd like to add onto that is, you know, instead of, because value and empower can really kind of be the same thing if you, depending on how you look at it, I always say value yourself and empower one another. But I always love to add like sisterhood on top of that. I love to add education on top of that, because when you have those two things, that you can continue to lead people, you can continue to overcome those challenges that you are getting in life. It's just like one of those, like, you know, PS kind of things that when you start talking to one of us, you'll soon learn that is a huge role in our lives.
Absolutely. Well, this has been so fun.
This has been.
We'd love to have you.
I sometimes like you. I'm just kidding.
Every once
I love
in
you,
a while.
Mariah, and I kind of like Jasmine.
I'm your favorite.
That's not it. No, I'm just kidding.
All right. Well, this has been fun. Thank you so much for joining us, Mariah.
Thank you for having me.
Yes,
I love you guys.
Anytime.
We love you too. So, Mariah, if people want to keep up with everything that you're doing, whether that be pageantry or just life in general, where can they follow you at?
I have a Facebook and Instagram. If you'd like to follow me on Instagram, it's Mariah_not_Carrie5. The original Mariah Not Carrie was taken, so I had to add that 5 in there. And my Facebook is just Mariah Martinez.
Awesome.
Thank you.